In Ivory Coast, government forces today launched an offensive against rebel troops who have occupied much of the north of the country since last month's failed coup attempt. Heavy gunfire was reported on the outskirts of the rebel stronghold on Bouaké. This after Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo rejected a ceasefire agreement negotiated by West African mediators. NPR's Jason Bobium reports from Abidjan.
The first heavy fighting in more than a week erupted on the outskirts of the Ivory Coast's second-largest city, Bouaké, Sunday, as government troops attempted to retake what served as the rebels' unofficial capital. Loyalist troops were reported to be moving north, even as West African ministers tried to broker a last-minute peace accord with Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo. Late Sunday, President Gbagbo told the diplomats that he would not be bound by a truce that left much of the north of his country in rebel hands. Negotiators said the president demanded that the insurgents disarm before he'd discuss a ceasefire. The Nigerian Minister of State, Dubem Oniya, said Gbagbo also believed the peace talks were giving too much credibility to the rebels.
The president told us today that he has pressure from the Ivorian people not to sign a ceasefire with them because that would mean giving legitimacy to the rebel group.
President Gbagbo, in a statement issued by his spokesman in Paris, vowed to retake the rebel-held north and reunify the country. The September 19th uprising killed more than 300 people and laid bare a festering ethnic divide in what was once the most stable country in West Africa. The rebels have championed the rights of immigrants in the predominantly Muslim north. President Gbagbo draws his support from the largely Christian south. Gbagbo's refusal to sign a ceasefire, which he'd earlier agreed to in principle, wasn't the first indignity for the West African negotiators.
Décollage dans quelques instants. Take off in a few seconds.
On Saturday, a French military transport plane ferried the negotiators to the deserted airport in the capital, Yamoussoukro, for a ceasefire signing ceremony that never happened. French paratroopers lined the tarmac, their rifles pointing into the tall elephant grass, and the diplomats waited for most of the day for a government representative who failed to show up. When Gbagbo finally told them on Sunday he would not accept a ceasefire, the Nigerian Minister of State Oniya was clearly frustrated.
We had discussion with the government, and the government has agreed in principle that they were prepared for a ceasefire if the rebels will agree to a ceasefire. We have obtained that from the government.
Why this change of heart then?
That question should go to the government of Cote d'Ivoire.
With the government demonstrating it would prefer to fight than talk, Oniya and many of the other delegates packed their bags yesterday and headed home. One of the negotiators who remains is the executive director of the Economic Community of West African States, Mohamed Ibn Chambas. Chambas laments the current strife in the Ivory Coast, in part, he says, because this is a nation that for decades had been a haven of stability in the region.
And I'm just hoping that both sides can reach deep into their tradition of peace and understanding and try to resolve this conflict without destroying their country.
Chambas says the current crisis is a test for African nations of whether, in the 21st century, they will be able to defuse armed conflicts peacefully, like this one in the Ivory Coast, or whether gruesome civil wars, like those in neighboring Liberia and Sierra Leone, will continue to plague the continent. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Abidjan.